Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet.
Each month, we invite a creator from the crafting community to join us and talk about their business, their passions, and answer our stupid questions.
This month, we wanted to know the most important question of all that all Aussies ask themselves. Why do wombats have square poo?
It's so funny.
Don't tell me you haven't been wondering. So we found the best expert we could find, and that's Adele from Crow with the Flow. Thanks for coming on, though. We're really excited to talk to you.
I'm excited. It's going to be great.
You've had a busy week already.
It has been busy, but I also haven't been doing that many lives because of school holidays. So I'm like, am I going to be out of practice? Because, like, we were in lockdown for, well, isolation for the last week of school in first term, and then like for part of the school holidays, and I'm like, I didn't talk to anyone but my family for aside from just mad phone calls where I'm like, let me out. So I'm like, I hope I can string together some reasonable sentences.
You'll
you
be
don't
fine.
Have to have reasonable sentences with us. We're pretty silly here.
Amazing.
I was very entertained by your casual yarns episode with Zach and Drew. That was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but I feel like I spend most of my time just laughing at them. So, like, what am I contributing?
I was just watching Drew the whole time, and it was just like, watching the Aussie banter, and it was just like a tennis match.
he's very much the sensible. Well, most of the time he's the sensible like parent, and then when he goes off the deep end, he goes way off the deep end.
We keep it pretty casual, to steal a phrase, casual with these kind of things. We'll have a bit of a chat, and Tegan will let us know when the Zoom meeting decides to cark itself.
It has got a 40-minute limit. We've learnt this the hard way.
Okay.
But we can always jump back in on a new one. It's not an issue.
Okay, fabulous. Just let me know.
How about we start with the first question just about who are you? Who is Crow with the Flow for people who don't know who you are?
Okay, my name's Adele and my business is Crow with the Flow. So I crochet toys, mostly Australian animal toys. I love Australian animals. And I do a little bit of like, occasionally I'll make some dog replicas, but it's very much about, you know, focused on Aussie animals. And usually it's about bright, it's about colourful and about keeping things fun. And that's what I try and do when I'm, you know, when I'm doing what I do. So yeah.
I think your latest reel or TikTok that you did with the pastel wombats versus the default settings.
Oh yeah.
That was hilarious. I'm like, yes. That sums up exactly you, I think, and in the bright colours that you are and who, you know, and yeah.
It's interesting as well because like so my business very much came from a position of like, I never thought I was a creative person. I worked in a corporate job where I felt like very rigid and very like rules based. And then I've kind of discovered my creative self and it's just kind of like taken over. And now I can't help being the bright, ridiculous, silly. And so I felt like that was like such a massive metaphor when I did that video. I was just like, oh, this is really actually, if you peel back the layers, it's a little bit deeper than I expected it to be, but yeah, for sure. But I mean, it's the same with the animals that I create. Like I will make the actual colors of the animals and then I'll go off and make some like hypercolor, bright, weird, wonderful, whatever I can kind of, you know, whatever yarn I can get my hands on that I think looks cool together. So I don't stick to a traditional and I don't stick to a mad colours. It's just everywhere and all in between.
A little bit like the yarn that you picked up from the reject shop yesterday.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, how much cool creative.
It's just, shop. Oh. Yeah. So I went to a different store thinking that they would have something in stock, which they didn't, even though it said that they did online.
What unravels our yarn?
I drove a fair way to go. So I went, fine, I'm just going to cut my losses. I'm going to go to the reject shop just in case. And they had this like beautiful, all different colored chenille. So I'm going to mix it with something. I'm probably going to like put some other velvet color through it as well and turn it into something bright.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I feel like, you know, that happens a lot of the time for Australians in particular, that like we don't get all of the things that we see online that other people are like, oh, this is great. We're like,
We have to pay the exorbitant prices for it to get imported here and all the shipping, then to get it to us at our homes. Oh, my Lord. Might as well just spend $100 on a skein of yarn.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you just can't do it. So I think it forces me anyway to think outside the box and go, okay, well, where else can I look for this, or what else can I do with this, the stuff that we actually can get and can get quite readily. Or, you know, the other thing that I do a lot is go diving in Millennes and go looking for discount stuff. And it's annoying because I can't get it again, but it kind of sometimes creates magic, I think.
Yep.
I find sometimes though, and I think if like for you to find out the reject shop, that's amazing. My reject / dollar store / whatever, you know, crazy clerks around here have crap yarn.
Yeah. It was just this particular one that I walked into. I've never been into that one before and just went, whoa, like these big balls, just very exciting.
So I want to know, how does one crow with the flow? Like how did you come up with the name? What is crowing with the flow?
Okay, so for me, I definitely use crochet as a bit of a meditation, or at least I try to. It doesn't always work out that way, but I definitely use it as that. And so, like, I don't know whether you guys get this, but I definitely, like, when you're in it and you're doing and you're making something, you're designing something or whatever, when you really are in it and then you, like, you're just making, and you look up and it's dark or, like, you know.
All the time.
It's just, yeah, and there's just something really, I don't know, I really love that process. And so when I made my name, or when I created the name, I really wanted to kind of capture that feeling. Mm-hmm. And I was working at a book publisher at the time when I kind of initially thought about this as a business, and, you know, they were amazing with words, and so I was just like throwing around some ideas, and that was one of the ones that stuck. And I thought, well, if the book people that know words think it's a great idea and I like it, then that's what we run with. But it definitely gets me into trouble because there's no W's and people get confused by that, and they're like, crow as in the bird, because I make birds, is that what it is? Like, no.
I didn't even go there, but now I am. That now makes sense. So I can see how people can pick that up.
I know. So, like, sometimes I feel like it's just, you know, wrong, but I still really love it and it resonates with me. So
I must say, when I first came across you on TikTok and I saw your name, I was like, yes, that is, like, it just resounded with me. I was like, yes, I love it. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's Australian. Ah!
Oh, that's good. That makes me feel really good. Thank you.
And then I saw your lorikeet and I died. Yes. I was like, oh, that is the cutest thing ever.
I still adore making that. Every single time I make it, I'm just like, oh, look at how it's all coming together. Look at all the colours. And I know that people outside of Australia, a lot of people anyway, don't realise that that is an actual bird, that I'm just not making up the colours as I go along. Like, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and
it's
this,
so fun.
This leads me to my next idea for you. I think this is your next big thing, right? So you know how you've got heaps of American, you know, TikTokers and whatever in your community, and they're all about your fuzzy, cute, you know, Australian animals. I think you should bring out a line of dangerous Australian animals, like do a huntsman.
Maybe don't do a huntsman.
Well, I definitely have spider ideas for sure. I talked about this.
When people think of Australia, they're like, oh, that can kill you. Oh, that can kill you.
I mean, it's kind of true though, right?
It is.
I definitely have I definitely have spider ideas. Probably less of the like scary and more of the cute.
Dingo?
Like it's still spiders. No. Like so spider ideas. There's these spiders called peacock spiders. And they're like,
oh, they're adorable. Oh,
yes, they're so adorable. Yes, I'm just gonna give all my ideas away. Yeah, I would really love to do that. Cause they're like yes, because they're like super cute and bright, because I'm all about the bright. Like, how can I make it bright? They're teeny tiny. They're like the size of your little pinky finger nail. And they've just got like all of these amazing, like, and they flip, the boys flip up their little thorax or whatever to like dance for the girls. So I feel like that's, again, like just that just speaks to me.
I'd be here. Yes. I hate spiders, but I'm here for that.
You know, there are some really cool colored snakes as well that can kill you. Yes. But
yes, definitely snakes.
My sister has a snake, and she's going to kill me because I should know what it is. But it's like an albino Central Australian python or something. Anyway, but it's yellow and white. Mm. Oh, and it's got pink beautiful. Eyes.
Yes.
Pink eyes.
Yeah.
And she calls it Pablo.
Oh, Pablo. I love it.
Like, I still don't want to hold it, but I can appreciate its beauty.
Yes.
I don't know if sharks are colourful. Jellyfish?
No, sharks aren't colourful, but I have definitely already promised my friends. So it's so funny how kids just are so drawn to the stuff that I do. So like all of my kids' friends and my friends' kids, so they'll always just be like, what are you making? What's your favourite? Like all of these questions that just get thrown at me. They're like super interested in what I do. And so I've already promised one of my friends, 8-year-olds, that I will be making a shark. So shark has to be on the agenda because I promised the 8-year-old.
Fair enough. You've got to deliver.
Yeah.
They remember.
They do remember, exactly. I mean, I get lots of ideas thrown at me all over the place, but I feel like this one I have to follow through with. So I've got to work out a way to make it look like me in some way.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Now I'm singing Baby Shark.
Don't do that. I'm so sorry.
we had a baby shark that went in the bath, and when it touched the water it would go baby and it would like swing around.
No.
I hated that thing so much. The battery died. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I think the battery would have died in the first day for me. Like, oops, the battery died. Sorry about that.
Oh, well.
No. I'm not here for those things.
My 2-year-old, she's almost 3 now, she is obsessed with Baby Shark, and she's obsessed with singing, and she just goes around and remixes everything to that song. Mm.
It's funny when they get creative, isn't it, though?
I feel like as a parent, it's really scarring.
Because then it gets stuck in your head, and then all day you're singing it all day.
Lying in bed trying to go to sleep.
Oh. I'm sorry. Right. Let's go back to spiders. Spiders. There's like spider songs like that really get stuck in your head.
Well, there is a whole range of different spiders you could do, really.
Yes. I think
the redback's kind of cute. Well, it's got some, no. I don't know if there's any other really cute spiders.
I'm scarred from yesterday, so like too many spiders. I can't.
Fair enough. I don't know. What other sorts of like venomous or like, I mean, crocodile is always another scary Australian something or other. That
magpies?
Definitely.
Oh, magpies.
I have a family of magpies that I'm like starting to kind of cultivate because I've heard that if you make friends with the magpies and they don't swoop you.
Mm.
Oh. Okay. I'm feeding them muesli.
A bin chicken, please. Do you guys have bin chickens here in Queensland?
We don't so much have bin chickens, but I've seen a few bin chicken patterns already and they're amazing. Really? And I feel like, yes. The Arch End does an amazing bin chicken pattern, and I'm like, well, it's amazing. I don't know that I can like, I can't do better than that. It's perfect. Always like all of those things to balance up. But I do love birds. I love creating birds.
And the Australian bird native community, well, that's what they're called. the native birds of Australia. Mm. There are like the color palettes in.
Yes.
It's just so
the most beautiful in the world, aren't they? They really mm-hmm. are.
And that's, I think, why I started with birds when I kind of started designing things, because there's just so much color to choose from. And I really wanted to kind of capture that. So there's, and that's the thing, like I have a list in my mind of all the different things that I want to make, and it kind of is never ending, which is the best thing. Like I never have a moment where I'm like, I don't know what to make. It's like, I want to make all these things. I just don't have enough time. Or I don't have enough arms, like all of those things.
So wombats, what made you get to the wombat? And the question all Australians should know, but why do they have a square butthole?
Well, they don't.
Or maybe they don't have a square butthole. But why are those two squares?
Okay. So why the wombat? Because they're tanks and they have a good, like, solid butt. And I don't know. They're so cute and they're cheeky. And why wouldn't I want to make something like that? I kind of feel a sense of solidarity with a wombat. So
I actually took the girls to here in Queensland. There's a place called Paradise Country near the theme parks, and they have this, they had this wombat. They were walking it, and they're like, "Here, slap its ass." I'm like, "What?" But it's like solid, solid.
Yes,
and I'm like, it's the cutest animal ever.
They are very cute. However, they are also in the pantheon of Australian animals that have like a darker kind of thing. So they use that, the plate in their butt. If they've been chased by something, they'll run back to their burrow and they like block their burrow with their bum. But then if a dingo tries to get in, they like smash the dingo's head against the top of the burrow and it will shatter their skull.
Oh my gosh.
Another thing in Australia that can kill you. It's cute
with a dark twist.
And square poop.
Yeah, and square poop. So the whole square poop thing. So my understanding is that that's actually their intestine that does that, and it's because the things that they eat have such low nutritional value, it needs to like extract every single nutrient out of it, and through their intestine that's when it actually creates the square. It's not actually their butthole that's square.
There you go.
I know far too much about this.
Oh wow, there you go. That's good to
things
know.
You didn't think you'd be talking about in a podcast.
Oh mate, we say that every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We went down a weird, weird rabbit hole in our last episode. So, or should I say wombat burrow?
Well, no, wombat burrow, definitely. Oh, well, that's what keeps it fun, keeps you on your toes.
And I joined in on one of your TikTok lives a while ago, and look. I don't know. This could be a deal breaker. I don't know why you do not like chicken twisties.
What was I saying about chicken twisties?
You were crocheting a twisty packet, which I was kind of cool.
It's still going. It's taking me some time.
Chicken twisties. Am I alone? Are you, Tegan? Chicken twisties.
Look. I'm sitting on the fence here because I kind of like them and then I kind of don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the thing that I grab. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't grab twisties. I don't eat twisties.
So you're just not a twisty
really.
Person.
Just not really. If like someone goes, I've got a snack. Here's some twisties. Yeah,
okay, I'll eat them. So at a kid's birthday party, do you go for the twisties or the are they cheezels? You know the ring.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you're just not into it at all.
No, the cheese flavor. You know that cheese flavor coating they put on things. Not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan.
Are you Australian?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I eat lollies. I'm gonna.
You eat fairy bread?
Yes. Just no crust.
Controversy.
It is controversial.
I went to a 2-year old's birthday party.
Twisties. Take me out of this. Well, I feel like I'm getting ganged up on.
I don't know who was educating the next generation of Australian children, but I went to a 2-year old's birthday party on the weekend and they had fairy bread, but it wasn't the hundreds and thousands.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it was some other crappy little sprinkle thing that was like pink and silver.
Oh,
like,
is it the long ones?
They're getting too fancy.
Yeah, I think so.
So they were going for the sprinkles instead of the hundreds and thousands.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-mm.
I just couldn't do it.
No, fair enough. Yeah. Although I am partial to a fairy bread in most circumstances, especially for hangovers, like really good hangover food.
And you have to have like a good layer of like butter or margarine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, butter. You can't just have always like butter. A little bit.
Do not talk to me about margarine.
I'll take butter. Whatever they give me. I'm just not eating the crust.
Yeah, fair enough. I do love some fairy bread. But back to your chicken twisties question, though. I think the reason that I don't like chicken twisties is because the very first introduction I had to chicken twisties, they were stale. And so now that's all I ever think about when I think of chicken twisties. Stale chicken twisties are really nothing.
Now I would agree with that.
Yes. However, I have since also found out that I keep going back to alcohol. I don't know why. Maybe anyway. But apparently chicken twisties with Chardonnay, a very good flavor combination, apparently.
Okay, I might have to try that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. So I may come back to the chicken twisties after all.
Maybe. There you go. So, yes. So the twisty packet that you're crocheting, is that a pattern in the works, or is that just something that you're doing for fun?
I'm just doing it for fun. So I don't know whether either of you remember, but there was a very iconic 80s twisties jumper that was like a knit pattern.
I think so.
And I recently came across a article about it, and I was like, it had the full pattern for like that was published back in the 80s, and it's owned by the Twisties company, who incidentally I used to work for, but anyway. and aside, they had the graph there, and I was like, well, I don't know how to knit. I can't knit personally, but I can definitely turn this graph into a crochet thing. So I'm just kind of slowly working my way through it. It's a bit of a graph. It's still going to be a plushie, but I've just kind of cobbled it all together, and it's taking way too long. But it's one of those ones that you just like sit on the couch and like make as you watch TV or whatever, and you don't have to kind of concentrate too hard on it. So
projects.
Yeah. Nice. So it's super cool. So on one side it's like, I don't have it with me, I should have grabbed it. It's on one side it's the chicken flavor, and the other side it's the cheese flavor. It's just, I don't know, it's just a bit of fun. Cool.
You know, you could be opening a can of worms there and getting requests for like Tim Tam packets and Levingtons and
possibly.
Yes. Pavlova.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's like all in the Australian-ish, although Pavlova, I think the New Zealanders will definitely come for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been fighting about that for too long, and I don't think we'll ever get an answer. It's just the question of do you put the kiwi fruit on top or not?
Ooh, yeah, interesting. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to put something out there. I don't eat Pavlova.
Again, un-Australian, the things we're coming out with today.
I know.
Is it the cream, though? You don't like the cream?
I think it's the cream.
Yeah, okay. That's
fair. I'm here for the meringue, like meringue all day.
I think I've had a similar experience to you, Adele, in that the first time I had pavlova, someone had it out for too long, and it was kind of like melted. And
it just, yeah.
I would have been soggy. Then I'm like,
yeah, you don't want a soggy pav.
I want that on a t-shirt. I want it now. I don't want a excellent soggy pav. Maybe that's what I should call this episode.
Yes. Well done. Bravo. That's excellent. Haven't got time for soggy pav.
So do you still take commissions, like custom requests?
At the moment, I'm not. No, I'm just, I've got quite a lot of things that I'm just wanting to get on top of before I open up commissions again. So I will at some point, I think. But I'm just kind of also enjoying doing restocks where I'm like, okay, this is what I feel like making. This is what I have access to. Because that's the other thing, like taking commissions, then, you know, it's just, I just find it hard in terms of, okay, well, you want this color and this is where I'm going to get that from, and trying to get things in from, you know, wherever. versus me just going, okay, I have this random chenille, wonderful rainbow coloured yarn that I can make something of, and I'll just put it in my store and see how that goes. So that's where I'm kind of, that's where I'm headed at the moment. I'm enjoying that. And it kind of, it means that I can just kind of go where the wind takes me sometimes, which, you know, from a business standpoint, I don't know how sound that is, but whatever, I'm enjoying it.
If you want to take some business advice,
don't follow what I say.
That's just go, it's crawling with the flow, right? You just
crawl with the flow. Exactly. That's right. Yeah. I mean, well, it's an interesting approach, but hey, that's what I do.
Well, it works. And you've definitely got a great little collection there behind you of all sorts.
Yeah, I definitely, the wombats are going to need to go up for sale, because that's the other thing. Like, they're such hefty little things. They take up a lot of room. So I'm like, okay, I'm really starting to, I'm going to need to sell some things for sure. So I think
I love that little rainbow one.
I'm just like, yeah. I know. It is. And you know what? You want to know the best part? This, all of those colours were some sort of, they were all Millennes from Spotlight. So I just kind of, over time, just kept finding these things. And then I went, hang on a minute, these all, they're like going to be an amazing pastel rainbow. So yeah, that was pretty exciting.
They work. Yeah. Oh,
good old Spotlight.
I know.
Sometimes they come through.
Sometimes they come through, but it's one of those things that you've just got to be in the right place at the right time for that sort of stuff. So yeah. But I definitely want to make more rainbowy kind of ones, because they're quite fun.
Well, speaking of colors, what's the story behind your blue hair?
I've always kind of had like some experimentation with my hair color in, you know, for different sorts of times, but this one has kind of stuck. I just really like it. I really like the color. It's not a color that you see people have that often. It's really bright. It just makes me happy. I don't think there's anything more really than that. Like, it's just one of those things that I, you know, when I wake up in the morning and I'm all like, I still see my hair and go, oh, that's pretty fun. It's and also, you know, kids point at me and like, Mom, look, you know, it's just, it's endlessly amusing to me. So it's stuck. And now I feel like it's kind of me. It's part of Crow with the Flow. So yep. If I changed it, it would be a bit weird at this point. And I do. I see pictures of myself with blonde hair or even with pink hair and stuff. And I'm like, that doesn't really look like me so much.
The blue works. Yep.
It works. So I don't, like, there's not some, I think actually, no, it wasn't even lockdown. It was before, like, all of the Melbourne lockdowns and stuff like that that I did it. So I can't even blame that as, like, I just needed something new. It was just a whim.
Nice.
Yeah. I should come up with a better story than that, though, shouldn't I?
Your hairdresser up in the morning accidentally like
put
this.
The wrong colour in.
Yes.
Yeah. Not, unfortunately, there's nothing more exciting than that. So, yeah.
Well, we
it's
love gonna
it. Stay this way. Thank you.
You scroll through the feed and you see your hair, you're like, stop. Gotta watch
it. It stands out. Yes, exactly. I mean, and maybe that's part of the point. Like, you know, just keeping people on their toes.
What's next for you? What have you got in the works?
What is next? I definitely need to be writing some more patterns, because I feel like I've got lots of things that I've made but haven't turned into patterns. I've only got 3 patterns out at the moment. So I definitely think some of the things like the rainbow lorikeet, I definitely have to put that out, because that's like, it's so cool. And I want to see people making rainbow lorikeets, because they're just, again, they just, the colors are so bright and vibrant and it just makes me happy. So I definitely need to get that one and a few of the other birds as well out there. And then, yeah, I think I need to be starting to maneuver into some of the creepy cute sides of things. And I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head there with your questions about that.
Started something.
Maybe then you could make a spider for all the spider friends in your room, Tegan. That you keep getting spiders.
Yes. I'm going to burn my room. That is where I'm at right now. I'm going to burn it.
Oh, no.
Is it in Victoria, you guys have Huntsman's the size of dinner plates, hey? And up here we have really huge cockroaches, like huge cockroaches.
Yeah, we definitely have. We have some Huntsman's for sure. I don't know. Yeah, I think if there was one the size of a dinner plate, I would be burning the house down too. Yeah.
At our family home in Berwick, so we've got the bodies were this big. And the legs went out to here. No joke.
No.
And my dad, and it was sitting, there was two of them in the veranda, like out the front of the kitchen window. And dad left them there. And I'm like, I'm never going outside ever again. So I would literally run out the front door, go around the garden to get to the bloody garage just to get into the car because they were so big. Eventually, I think he got rid of them like after a month or something, maybe three or 4 weeks. But they were huge. Like, they're the biggest I've ever seen, the longest legs. I still have nightmares.
I've never seen anything. I mean, I grew up in the country and we used to, like, overnight time, if you ever had to go to the bathroom, you'd be like, you know, go in there and then sit down and there'd be just like this black thing on the wall.
Like, no, no, thank you. No, thank you.
But never anything that big. That's it was the biggest.
I reckon body that big. Yeah, quite easily. It was huge. But the leg span, I was like,
Nope.
We love it.
I don't know how we as Australians survive all of these things. I can't be spiders either. Spiders are just my nieces like to scare me. They have this little, it's probably around here somewhere, have this little toy huntsman, like it's a plastic one they got from Crazy Clarks, and they just throw it at me all the time. Freak out. And they think it's hilarious. And I'm like, it's not. It really isn't.
I think it hardens us, though, as Australians, like, because we have to come up against all of these things. I think we're tougher as a result.
I reckon. Do we get scorpions as well? Scorpions. Do we get them as well? Or is that an American?
Oh, yes.
There you go. There's another
thing. We get scorpions. Yeah.
Just add to the list.
So many of them.
Funny story. First time I ever went overseas was to New Zealand, and I did this cruise, and we did this. My husband and I did this quad bike tour through Wellington. And as we were getting ready, like up in the mountains, and I said to the guy, "Okay, so what do I need to look out for? Like, if we see a snake, what do we do? If there's spot, like, you know, what do we do?" And he's like, "We don't have any of those." I said, "What?" You just watch out for cows. The cows,
the deadly cows.
Sometimes they just walk across the track. I said, "What?" He goes, "We don't have spiders or snakes here." And that was the first time I actually like really understood that there are so many things in Australia that can kill you.
I think we need to just move to New Zealand because they're a lot more laid back there, even the animals.
Exactly right. When Zach came to Australia, he said to me, because he really likes hiking and I do a bit of hiking as well, he's like, "So what do I need to like watch out for? Because I'm really scared that I'm going to come across a snake." And I'm like, "As long as you take a snake bandage with you in your bag, you'll be totally fine." And he was like, "What? What? I need to take a snake?" Like, he thought that this was like an imminent thing that was going to, you know, there's going to be all these snakes just trying to bite him left, right and center, which, I mean, they're kind of like.
Kind of happens.
Kind of is. But, yeah, he was just like outraged that we would have to do that, even considering. But the thing
is, if you don't come across a spider or a snake, then you have to make sure you don't get bitten by a mozzie, because I don't know if it's anywhere else, but in Queensland at the moment there's an outbreak of some Japanese influenza virus thing.
Yep.
So you've got to make sure you've got mozzie spray, and if it's not the mozzies, then, you know, it's something else.
Exactly right. I mean, we've got the whole like the mosquito that spreads the flesh eating thing down in Victoria. So
is it malaria? Is it that one?
No, it's like can't remember the name of it. It's
we get some basically stuff.
Some ulcer, Bairnsdale ulcer or something like that. But like flesh eating.
And then you go for a swim, and there's jellyfish, and there's It's not the sharks. That's how, you know, sharks get a really bad rap.
Exactly. But that's the least of anyone's problems.
And it's not a jellyfish, it's a crocodile.
Croc. Christ.
That's it. Well, here, at least where I am, they're coming further and further down.
Another killer animal I was just thinking of as well, Tasmanian devil. We can't forget about that little
one. Oh, that's cute.
Mm.
They're very cute.
Mm.
Yeah.
You could probably use the same kind of body as the wombat for that. Just saying.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, with the legs and everything.
It's just have to have a different snout.
Mm. I mean, I definitely also, I need to, I have made a quokka before, but I need to, I want to do some quokka patterns.
I want to make one.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Could you do, has anyone ever asked you to do a bilby?
I've never been asked to do a bilby. That would be pretty cute.
I laugh because we had this conversation at Easter. My mum bought Jensen his very first Easter bilby chocolate and she gives it to him and he goes, what's this? It's an Easter bilby. We tried. It just didn't catch on.
This came up at my Easter and I'd never really thought about this, how weird it is that an Easter bunny is delivering eggs.
Mm. One or a chicken.
Well, and I don't know if my in-laws were trying to have a go and like making me gullible, but they were like, they said that they used to celebrate an Easter chicken before the Easter bunny was really big. And I'm like, an Easter chicken?
I mean, I think that the chicks thing is has something to do with it.
Yeah,
but an Easter chicken.
Well, it makes more sense.
I don't think I believe that.
Oh. I need more information. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, I'm not. I was like, Anyway. Cane toads are venomous. Did you know that?
Do cane toads need more publicity?
No.
What about the bush turkey? They are feral.
Is it a cassowary?
Totally made one before. Oh, I absolutely need to make a cassowary and like an emu and all of those things. I'm just like, oh, so many. I have made a bush turkey before. They're pretty
bush turkey.
They're like,
do you know what a bush turkey is?
I don't know. I'm just imagining a turkey that's lost in the bush. Is that what it is?
Are you serious?
I just went somewhere else when you were saying that, but anyway. A turkey with lots of bush. Sorry.
I'm not sure if I should put my hair movements on that reel now.
Oh, you should have seen it. You do it. Do it now. Do it. Do it.
Well, I did this when you were talking about a bush turkey. this thing. Anyway, we'll come back to that.
Man, let me show you what a bush turkey looks like. Mm-hmm. How have you not seen a bush turkey?
I actually thought it was a cassowary, and that's why I said it, and then it led into that, I realized I was wrong.
No, it's these things.
Yeah, I don't think we have them in Victoria, but yeah, they're.
Oh, so it's like a turkey that is lost in the bush. So I was right.
They're really aggressive.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they'll chase you.
What are those horrible?
I have made.
What's a bird that bloody swoops you?
Maggies.
Minor?
Plovers, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those horrible birds, and they lay nests in fields, and God forbid you're like 100 metres away from it. Yeah, plovers, that's it.
Plover. But yeah, cassowaries are also like quite dangerous. And look like dinosaurs. So
maybe they
are. That's pretty fun.
And
definitely.
Kangaroos can be really,
vicious.
Don't ever come up against one of those in the wild. They are not cute.
They are really not cute. And even if they're like semi, like I've seen some videos and stuff of like people, there's like a pub somewhere that has just like hordes of kangaroos around them and like, people feed them when they're at the pub and stuff like that. And even that, like, they get so aggressive because they're just like, I want the food, and they're competing against each other for the food. They're not as, like, soft and cuddly as people might hope.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones you can feed at the zoo are just, they're hand-raised.
Yeah,
Other than like toys, is there anything else that you've made?
I've made very few like rugs. I will not be making rugs again. That's not for me. I have no attention span for that sort of thing. So the people in my life that have been gifted rugs for their newborn babies and things, they are like, yeah, very hard to come by because no more, definitely no more. I've made a couple of like beanies and I made a top for my best friend a little while back because she's just like, it was just so perfect for her. It's like a granny square top that just, it suits her down to the ground. So, but I'm not really big on wearables or things like that because I like the kind of quick turnaround. I lose attention span on things. I need to be able to kind of make it and then, you know, move on to the next thing because I'm constantly thinking of all the different things I want to make. So spending, you know, months and months making a thing, I'm just like, I can't. It just ends up in the pile.
We were talking about this on an episode about how like everyone like in the knitting or crochet community have like their own sort of jam. And like I love knitting, but I can't do socks. Socks are like just,
no.
They scare me. But, yeah. I tried making Zach's little bunny. That was the first attempt that I'd ever made, had at making army groomy, and it failed epically. And I'm like, this is supposed to be easy.
It was so cute, like, though, honestly. It was adorable.
And that's the thing, like, they're so cute regardless of, like, even if it's, you know, creepy crochet that ends up happening, like, they're still really cute.
Well, my daughter loves him, so.
That's all that matters, honestly.
That's all that matters. So what is it about the socks? Is it, like, because you've got to make two that are exactly the same and they never end up exactly the same? Or what's the, like?
I think, yes. And it's like combining, so you've got to, you know, you're knitting in the round most of the time, mm-hmm. and most sock people, I think, sock knitters use double pointed needles.
Yes.
Which is really hard sock to people. Like. Yes.
Sock people.
And it's 2-ply or 4-ply.
Yeah. Yep. And then it's got the stretch as well a little bit. So that's kind of hard to,
I'm sure one day I'll try, but I just.
Not for now. No.
I think I would do one and then never make the other. I would never make the pair.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it Sock that's Island totally- or Sleeve Island and Leg Island. When you only make one and you're stuck on the other one, you just won't make it.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's the deal with, like, I've got tops that I've started, cardies that I've started, and they're all just, yeah, they're definitely stuck on the island of things island that haven't unfinished. Mm-hmm.
The whip graveyard, I like to call it.
Oh, I love that.
I've also had the UFOs, unfinished objects.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm committed to making a beanie for this winter. I need a new beanie. I've had the same beanie that I've been wearing forever. Need a new beanie. So I'm saying it here now. I will finish a beanie.
I'm really liking the beanies that have the space for the bun.
They're very cool. I have made some of those in my time. And the issue with those is you always have to have your bun in the same spot.
On the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, true that.
So if you make the hat, but that's not where your bun tends to go, you have to like completely change the way that you do your hair just to fit that. But it makes so much sense.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to our fast five questions where we ask you five questions very quickly and you must answer them as quickly as possible. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Echidna or platypus?
Echidna.
If you had to change the colour of your hair from blue, what would you change it to?
Ooh, magenta.
Ooh. Vegemite or fairy bread?
Oh, fairy bread.
I'm glad you didn't say both because that would be a really weird
combination. Oh, no, someone was saying to me though, because I did like a video on how to make fairy bread and someone was like, put the Nutella down and then put fairy bread on fairy sprinkles on the top. Ooh. Haven't tried it yet. Need to try.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
That's a great mm-hmm. idea.
If you mm-hmm. could only do one thing for the rest of the year, would you rather make toys for other people or make other types of items for yourself?
Ooh, toys for other people. Yeah.
And yeah. what would you name a pet wombat if you had one?
Boris?
Boris the wombat.
Yes, because we used to have a dog and his name was Morris, and it just kind of it fits. Boris and Morris. Yeah.
Boris, I love it. Now, we've also got Guess the Crow State. Guess that I'm going to guess that crochet stitch.
I'm so nervous about this. I'm going to put myself to shame.
You know what?
Apologies
funny?
In advance.
No,
wait, you're not going to be like Zach and only know
one stitch
that he knew.
I might be. And then it's just like, because I don't like, I feel like I need to have something in front of me so I can be doing it while you say
it. Come on, do it if you want
to. Yeah, I have to. Okay. Like, I'm not necessarily an audio learner. Okay.
All right, I'm trying to think of this myself. All right, so you've got your loop on your hook.
Uh-huh.
Yarn over twice.
Uh-huh.
Insert. Pull uh-huh. up a loop. Yarn yep. over, pull through two. Uh-huh. Yarn over, pull through two. Yarn over, pull through two. I think that's all right.
Triple.
Yep.
Yeah! I could not have done that without actually doing it. I would have just been like, what?
And I'm sitting here going, how many pull throughs was it again? I've forgotten.
For someone who specializes in amigurumi, that was a hard one.
Can I say, being new to crochet, I still get really confused around the US versus UK.
Mm.
Yes. And that is completely fair. It is really bloody confusing.
I've worked it out though. So this is how you can tell the difference. So with a treble crochet, which is what that was, you're pulling through the loop three times. So that's mm-hmm. why they call it a treble crochet.
Yeah.
When the UK call it a treble crochet, it's actually a double crochet because they're talking mm-hmm. about how many loops are on the hook, not necessarily what you're pulling through.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't the US call a single crochet a double crochet in the UK?
It's the other way UK, around. So UK smaller, yeah. But it's because of how many loops they're working with, whereas the US are talking about how many they're pulling through.
That's what she said. Sorry.
It is really, like, why does it have to be this way? Why can't exactly. everyone just be the same? I've definitely found this with, like, even just writing patterns and things like that with so many different things, like, weights of yarn, the amount of different names for things makes things so confusing, and it makes it really hard for new people to come into it and go, what does this even mean? It's just like, let's try and standardize something, but clearly you can't. Yep. Once these have been established, like US and UK, you can't, like, bah.
This is another thing that unravels my yarn about Australian yarn shop, and I'm not talking like small businesses, I'm talking, you know, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they not use the same weightage system that the rest of the world uses?
Yep.
And they put bloody chunky, 8-ply, 4-ply.
Size 4.
Or nothing at all. Mm, sometimes they have nothing.
That's
incredibly frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
I just tech-edited a pattern in inches, so I had to convert everything to centimeters so that I could understand it.
mm-hmm.
Part of the job, but like, oh my lord, it was hard.
Yeah,
so hard. Yeah. I was like googling on one computer and working on the other.
And the hook sizes, like, what's with that? Like E, or is it a 3.5? Like, which one is? Can we not all agree? Apparently not.
If you notice, though, all the differences are the Americans. I can say this because I'm half American. Us Americans.
Yeah.
We will not convert.
Well, I mean, the metric side of things they don't use it. So it makes sense that a 3.5 doesn't make any sense. But, like, So when I'm writing a pattern, though, it ends up because I want to be inclusive and, you know, have all of this information, it ends up that even just the first page is so long because I include all of that stuff in there, creating a rug.
And people back, like me, anyway. Thank you for that, because it's incredibly confusing. I hate it coming across a crochet pattern and they don't tell you what terminology it is.
Yes, mm-hmm. That is.
And I'm like, I don't know. And you can't really assume either. I find you can't. So if someone's, you know, an Australian designer, mm-hmm. and they haven't told you either way, I can't assume if they're using UK or US because people just sort of flip between them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I always assume US because the majority of patterns I've bought have been, even if they're written by someone who's European in some way, they have always tended to be US.
But that's good to know.
I think mostly because it's really, especially with amigurumi, it's really obvious because most things are single stitch. But then, you know, that's because I don't make garments quite so much. So I think amigurumi, it would be safe to say that, like, it would be really obvious.
That's all right. I'll come and ask you both when if I ever get stuck.
Kate will be like, you said, and I started this thing, and what?
I'm trying to make this bush turkey, Adele.
Sorry, hand gestures on podcast doesn't really work.
Oh, no, they will be made into reels later, believe me.
So we usually end it with you plugging, you know, what's coming up or what's next or whatever you want to say.
What you want we need to know, what you want to promote. It's all about you.
Thanks. So the wombat pattern is out, and I have several other patterns, but the wombat is the most recent kind of one. So that's available on my Etsy store through my links on my Instagram or my TikTok. They tend to be the places that I kind of hang out on online. So, yeah. At pro_with_the_flow. Again, making it difficult for myself because, you know. But yeah, so that's kind of my, and I will be selling the wombat, the finished products as well, but I'm not sure exactly when this is coming out. So they might already be gone or they might not. We'll see.
I think we're going to do this one mid-May, so 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yep, so you got time.
There you go. They might, yeah. But I do sell finished products a little bit, but it's mostly about the patterns. So yeah.
Which we're excited for.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on. This has been absolute ball.
Yes. Absolute ball. Totally has been. Oh, I can't wait to see you make a bush turkey. You have to.
I still can't believe you didn't know what a bush turkey was, Tegan.
Look, we don't get them here, obviously.
No, it's not really a thing. But I grew up kind of like out near Mount Macedon kind of area.
Oh, yeah. We're all the spiders live.
We're all the spiders live, but also still no bush turkeys.
So you can't blame us for, well, blame me anyway, that I didn't know what a bush turkey was.
No, I mean, when I was asked to make a bush turkey, I totally had to look it up as well.
Okay, cool. Maybe it's just more prevalent up here then. Everywhere, like, you can't have a fucking garden because they just materialize and just like scratch up your garden and stuff.
Yeah, so I got the impression that they're kind of like a bin chicken in the annoyance factor of them. Yeah,
yes, and they're really brave. Like, so, and so they'll chase you, and yeah, it's just. But I live, and I'm proclaiming this. For people who live where I live, so I live on the Bayside in Brisbane, and we live in the center of where the bin chickens were created.
Claim to fame. That's
the I have to. I'll send you a picture. There's a picture. There's a swampland here, and literally every branch is just covered in ibis.
Oh my goodness. Send me a picture. That would be amazing.
That's what we're looking for.
Thank you.
No. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your school holidays with your kids. Well, that was a blast.
It was.
If I don't say so myself. Thank you so much, Adele, for joining us and telling us all about your wombat knowledge. And we're definitely keen to see more deadly, adorable Australian animals.
And I will be looking out for the bush turkey. So thanks so much for listening in today. And don't forget, buying craft supplies and using them are two separate hobbies. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we can't end on that.
No,
we can't.
But I will edit it out.
Amazing.
So it sounds great.
Don't end on my dirty misheard lyric again, Tegan.
I'll do it.
They've already heard it.
I'll just pick a different one.
That's how she ended the last episode with no context. It was just me saying that. God. I'm going to have a reputation.
It's first spraying cum everywhere. That's why. Like a bush turkey.
You should do a montage of all your funny hand gestures.
Yes. That's a real making for was sure.
Italian at some point in my life. Oh my God, story. Okay, just making sure I'm not gonna run over my cats again. So I used to play basketball and I played with a girl called Megan and her older sister was called Megan. We'll call her Tracy. Anyway, older sister Megan came to help us train one day and she had like big kaboots. Anyway, so I'm dribbling down the court and she comes up. I'm going to have to stand up to do this, I think. She comes up to defend me and starts doing this. And like boobs, and because she was tall, her boobs were like in my face. I'm like, oh! Ooh. And I dropped the ball, and she grabbed it and ran off. And I looked at her and go, "You're evil." She's mean. And I go, "Does that work all the tactic time?" She goes, "Yes."
I never said never anything about not defending with your boobs.
They really didn't, and like. Seriously, the height level, I was getting it. I might as well have been motorboating here in the middle of the court.
End on that. That should be the ending.
Here's a story about when I played basketball.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've had a ball.
Excellent. I've had a ball too. Thank you. Oh, yes, please. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Bye.